Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that are listening on the phone, on the radio, and also on the later date. Welcome to each and every one of you. This is lesson 176, chapter 37, entitled The First Evangelist. This is part 4. On this blessed Sabbath, April 23rd, 2016. The opening song to our study today is taken from the hymn 193 entitled Savior Teach Me. Savior teach me day by day, love's sweet lesson to obey. Sweeter lesson cannot be, loving him who first loved me. With a child's glad heart of love, at thy bidding may I move, prompt to serve and follow thee, loving him who first loved me. Teach me I am not my own, I am thine and thine alone. Thine to keep, to rule, to save from all sin that would enslave. Loving, loving, fine employ, in obedience all her joy, ever knew that joy will be, loving him who first loved me. Teach me thus thy steps to trace, strong to follow in thy grace, learning how to love from thee, loving him who first loved me. Loving him who first loved me.
We will kneel as far as we could go to be able to reverend the Godhead. Dear Heavenly Father, as we give you honor and praises and glory in this glorious Sabbath day of rest that you have given us, I pray that you teach us, each one of us, Lord, I pray. Let us be able to come out this day with something in our memory bank, Lord, that you may use it as a tool and in your will and power, Lord, I pray. Continue being with us, Lord. God, everyone that is here, Lord, even the ones that is on the phone and the one that is hearing this message in a later day. I pray that you guide us and protect us, put a protected edge around us. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen. And that was Sister Gina. Praise the Lord. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 16, from the King James Version, and it reads, Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, we will continue with part 4 of our lesson entitled, The First Evangelist in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, voila.
Matthew 10:17. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. Matthew 10:18. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles.
Act 4. Oh, Sabbath blessing, everyone. This is Sister Tina. I'm in CC computer now. Act 4:13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Acts 6:10.
Acts 6:10, Sabbath blessings one and all. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. Acts 6:15. And all that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on him, saw his face as it had been the face of an angel. 2 Timothy 2:16.
At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. 2 Timothy 4:17. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. Amen. That they by me they preach might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Amen.
Blessed Sabbath again, everyone. Mark 13:13. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So today, dear ones, we will be covering pages 354 through 355. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are in Desire of Ages, page 354. Blah, blah, blah.
Continuing his instruction to his disciples, Jesus said, "Beware of men. They are were not to put in
implicit
confidence in those who knew
implicit
confidence in those who knew not God and his open to them their counsels, for this would give Satan agents an advantage. Man's intentions often counterwork God's plans.
Advantage. Continuing, those who build the temple of the Lord are to build according in the mount, the divine's slimitude. God is dishonored and the gospel is betrayed when his servants depend on the counsels of men who are not under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Worldly wisdom is foolishness with God. Those who rely upon it will surely err.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies or daddy. What did Jesus say to his disciples as he continued to instruct them? And why should his servants not depend on the counsel of men? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
Beware of men. They were not to put implicit confidence in those who knew not God, and open to them their counsels, for this would give Satan's urgence and
advantage. But beware of men.
Men.
For. They.
They.
Will deliver.
Will deliver.
You.
You.
Up.
Up. To. The. Christ.
Almost got it. Councils.
Councils.
Brought before.
Governors.
And
king for my sake, for a
testimony
against
them
and the
good
Gentiles. Matthew 10:17.
Oh, snap.
8.
Go, kinda. Persecutions.
Persecutions.
Will spread.
will spread
the light.
The light.
The servants.
The servants of Christ.
Good, Layla. Will be.
Will be.
Brought.
Brought.
Before.
Before the.
Great.
Great.
Man.
Man. From.
Of.
Of. The.
World.
World.
Who.
Who.
Who. But.
But.
For.
For.
This.
This.
Might.
Might.
Never hear.
Never hear. The.
Mm-hmm. Gospel.
Gospel. The.
Truth.
Truth.
Has been.
Has been.
Misrepresented.
Misrepresented. To.
These.
These.
Men.
Men.
They have.
They have.
Listened.
Listened. To.
False.
False.
Charges.
Charges.
Concerning.
Concerning. The.
Faith.
Faith. From.
Of.
Of.
Christ.
Christ.
Disciples.
Disciples.
Good.
Continue the reading. Desire of Ages, page 354. Often the only means of learning is real character is testimony of those who are brought to trial for their faith. Under examination, these are required to answer their judgment to listen to the testimony borne. God's grace will be dispensed to his servants to meet the emergency. Amen. It shall be given to you, says Jesus, in the same hour that ye shall speak, but it is not ye that speaking, but the Spirit of your Father which speak in you. Amen. Next slide, please.
As the Spirit of God illuminates the minds of his servants, the truth will be presented in its divine power and
preciousness.
Those who reject the truth will stand to accuse and oppress the disciples, but under loss and suffering, even until death, the Lord's children are to reveal the meekness of their divine example. Thus will be seen and contrast between Satan agents and the representative of Christ. The saviors will be lifted up before the rulers and the people. Desire of Ages, page 354, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Why are the servants of the Lord brought before governors and kings for his sake? And why does the Lord allow this to happen? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones. Ba-ba-la.
For a testimony against them. And the Gentiles, and persecution will spread the lights. The servants of Christ will be brought before the great men of the world too, but for this might never hear the gospel.
Amen. So let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Psalms, 61, verses 2 through 4. Hear my cry, hear my cry, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayers. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee, when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings.
The disciples were not endowed with the courage and forfeited of the martyrs until such grace was needed. Then the Savior's promise was fulfilled. When Peter and John testified before the Sanhedrin council, men marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Acts 14, verse 13. Of Stephen, it is written that all that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on him, saw his face as it had been the face of an angel.
Men were not able to resist the wisdom of and the spirit by which this he spake. Acts 6:15-10. And Paul, writing his own trial at the court of the Caesars, say at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me.
Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. When is the Savior's promise fulfilled in behalf of his faithful servants? And who experiences are mentioned as example of the Savior's promise? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, babola.
Until such grace.
Until such grace.
Was needed.
Was needed. The disciples.
And disciples.
And disciples.
Were endowed.
When endowed.
With this courage.
With the courage.
And.
And.
For. Fortitude.
Fortitude. From.
Of.
Of. The.
The. Martyrs.
Martyrs. A.
And.
And.
Peter.
Peter.
And John.
And John.
Before the.
Before the.
Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin.
Sanhedrin.
Council.
Council.
Stephen.
Stephen.
And the council.
And the council.
And Paul.
And Paul.
On trial.
On trial.
At the court.
At the court. The. Of. The.
Caesars.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. So let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Daniel. And this was the time when Daniel was delivered by the lion. But now we have seen that also Paul was delivered by the lions, but not the physical lions. It's the actual forces that he was dealing with at the time. And if anyone of the dear family would like to take the first section of the song, I will read the bubble, and then I will do the added song at the bottom. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven on in earth. Who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions, of the lions? He will deliver us and will rescue us, and he will work signs and wonders in heaven and the earth. Who has delivered Paul and Daniel from the power of the lions, of the lions?
Desire Pages, page 353. The servants of Christ would have prepared their no set speech to present when brought to trial. Their preparation was to be made day by day in treasuring up the precious truths of God's word, and through prayer strengthening their faith. When they were brought into trial, the Holy Spirit would bring to their remembrance the very truth that would be needed. Desire Pages, page 351, paragraph 1. Page 355, paragraph 1.
Sorry, dear one, the computer is going fast today. Question, boys and girls, what were the servants of Christ to do when brought to trial? And how were they to prepare, and who was to be their helper during their time of need? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
They were not to prepare any set speech in their
preparation
was to be made day by day in treasuring up the precious truths of God's word, and though
taught in there.
through prayer strengthening their faith. The Holy Spirit was bring to their remembrance the very truth.
Desire of Ages, page 355. A daily earnest striving to know God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent, would bring power and efficiency to the soul. The knowledge obtained by diligent searching of the scriptures would be flashed into the memory at the right time. But if any had neglected to acquaint themselves with the words of Christ, if they had never tested the power of his grace in trial, they could not expect that the Holy Spirit would bring his words to their remembrance. They were to serve God daily with undivided affection, and then trust him.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, what would bring about power and efficiency to the soul? And what would they need to have in their minds to be flashed into the memory at the right time when the servants face their trials? If you know the answer, hear once, blah, blah, blah.
A daily earnest striving to God, know God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent, and acquaintance themselves with the words of Christ, and the knowledge obtained by diligent searching of the scriptures, the Holy Spirit would bring his words to their remembrance.
In Desire of Ages, page 255, so bitter would be the enmity to the gospel that even the tenderest earthly ties would be disregarded. The disciples of Christ would be betrayed to death by the members of their own households. Ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. He added, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Mark 13:13. But he bade them not to expose themselves unnecessarily to persecution. Continue in the next slide. If he himself often left one field of labor for another in order to escape from those who were seeking his life, when he was rejected at Nazareth and his own townsmen tried to kill him, he went down to Capernaum, and there the people were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with power. Luke 4:32. So his servants were not to be discouraged by persecution, but to seek a place where they could still labor for the salvation of souls. Desire of Ages, page 355, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. What were the disciples told by Christ about the bitter enmity for the gospel and that they will suffer even by the tenderest earthly ties, and how should they meet persecution and still preach the gospel? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble out.
The disciples of Christ could be betrayed to death by the,
would be betrayed to death by
the members of their own household, but he bade them not to expose themselves unnecessarily to persecution, and his servants were not to be discouraged by persecution, but to seek a place where they could still labor for the salvation.
Amen. So let's learn our last hymn together, dear ones. And this one will tell us how to trust God in the midst of trials. The title is, I Trust in God Wherever I May Be. I trust in God wherever I may be, upon the land or on the rolling sea. For come what may, from day to day, my heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, I know he cares for me. I'm unthinkably on the stormy sea. The billows roll, he keeps my soul. My heavenly Father washes over me. He makes the rose an object of his care. He guides the eagle to the partless air. And surely he remembers me. My heavenly Father washes over me. I trust in God, I know he cares for me. On mountain bleak or on the stormy sea, the billows roll, he keeps my soul. My heavenly Father washes over me. I trust in God, for in the lion's den, on battlefield or in the prison pen, through praise or blame, through flood or flame, my heavenly Father washes over me. I trust in God, I know he cares for me. On mountain bleak or on the stormy sea, two billows roll, he keeps my soul. My heavenly Father washes over me. The valley may be dark, the shadows deep, but oh, the shepherd God is lovely sheep. And through the gloom, he leads me home. My heavenly Father washes over me. I trust in God, I know he cares for me. On mountain bleak, on the stormy sea, two billows roll, he keeps my soul. My heavenly Father washes over me and all of us as well. We have come to the ending of the first section of our study, and this is story time.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's story time, although I thought I wasn't going to have it because my computer has been sick and I haven't found a computer doctor, but I've managed after quite a bit of effort to get this file to come up, and so here goes. Lazarus raised to testify. That means to tell others what you know or believe to God's glory. When Lazarus heard that, or when Jesus heard that, that Lazarus was sick, he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby." John 11:4. Jesus allowed Lazarus to die to show that he was who he said he was, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God. That was a miracle that nobody could say was a trick. Christ's 2 days delay after hearing that Lazarus was sick was not a neglect or denial of his part. This should be an encouragement to us. This story is given to increase our faith. We are to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. The answer to our prayers may not come as quickly as we desire, and it may not be just what we have asked for. But He who knows what is for the highest good of His children will bestow or give a much greater good than we have asked, if we do not become faithless and discouraged. Faithless means we give up hope. Christ had not only the loved ones in Bethany, that's the small town where Mary, Martha, and Lazarus lived, to think of, but he had the training of his disciples to consider. They were to be his representatives to the world, that the Father's blessing might include all. For their sake, that means for their good, he permitted Lazarus to die. had he restored him from illness or sickness to health, the miracle that is the most positive evidence or the best evidence of his divine character would not have been performed. Had Christ been in the sick room, that's where they keep sick people, Lazarus would not have died, for Satan would have had no power over him. In the presence of the life giver, that is Jesus, death could not evade his darts.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, dear Brother Graves. Next week, dear ones, we will continue with part 5 of our study entitled The First Evangelist of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family, precious little one, would like to close in prayer, bubble out.
Father God, thank you for everything you do to keep us safe. Thank you for waking us up this morning. And I hope everyone understands the lesson. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, thank you for the King who takes me up to God in heaven. And pray for God and hope that you can keep us safe. And all pray for God in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So next week, dear ones, by God's grace, it will be April 30th. 2016, we will continue with part 5 of our study, The First Evangelist. We want to thank all the dear precious family that participated in the study, and we have prepared activity for the whole family to continue the dialogue at home on this precious lesson of trial, because we are actually in this time, and we hope and pray that you will receive a blessing. God bless each and every one of you. May you have a blessed rest of the Sabbath.